Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Miscommunication. You are here with Claudia and Kelly. We are both having a fantastic day, mostly because Kelly had the day off. How's it going, Kelly?
Yes. It is fantastic. I didn't do one thing besides go and sign my taxes and get those filed. So I'm great.
How'd the taxes go?
Oh my gosh. For me, single person, whatever, they went great. I'll get me a nice refund from my federal, and then of course a grand $14 from the state will be refunded to me, which is super exciting. But because I can't count Puppy as a dependent, I'm not getting these huge tax returns that basically everybody else on the planet gets that has children.
Yeah, it's fairly upsetting, I have to say. I mean, I strongly believe that we probably treat our animals better than, I mean, at least 50% of the population treats their children. Probably more than that.
100%. Yes.
You know, so I'm just being conservative and saying at least 50%. Yet we reap no financial benefit. And I don't really think that's fair, to be honest with you.
Yeah. I mean, I even asked the accountant when he did my taxes. I was like, he's like, you don't have any dependents and blah, blah, blah. And I was like, no, I don't. But, I mean, like, I feel like I should be able to count my dogs. And he was like, well, if they counted pets as dependents, we could do it. And I was like, I was kind of joking, but I'm kind of serious.
Right.
I mean, he's very dependent on me for his, living and stuff.
Exactly.
So,
I mean, Rocky is dependent on me for food and water. So.
Exactly.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like we need to make a push for this and potentially. I mean, really, we have nothing else better to decide on a presidential candidate, so maybe you and I should band together and find somebody that will support our making pets dependents for tax purposes, and we put all of our energy behind that person.
I feel like Marco Rubio would support us in that endeavor, so I'm just saying, I get emails from his campaign all the time, and I'm sure it's just like
me too.
Of course, like, hey, this is a vastly overgenerated email, but how about you vote for us? And I'm like, you don't need to send me emails. I'm voting for you anyway.
I'm totally voting. Did you get the email that forwarded an email that Ted Cruz sent to like his email list? Did you see that one?
Was that the one? I don't think I got it, but I think I heard about it. Was that the one that, like, he sent out that last-minute email saying, like, Ben Carson had dropped out of the race or something? Is that the one? I think or maybe it was a letter or a tweet or something. I don't know.
Yeah, here's what I thought about it. First off, I watched like 10 minutes of the debate a few nights ago, and pretty much all I took from it was, one, Marco did awesome, and two, like, Ted Cruz needs a hug. I mean, he just looks miserable and unhappy, and I feel like he needs a hug. But anyway, so this email was forwarded from Ted Cruz, like, that he sent, you know, whatever, his peeps. And what aggravated me about it was, like, even in our Marco Rubio overly, you know, generated mass emails, like, at least they have the program that puts in our name, you know? So it's like, hey, Claudia, how's it going today? I appreciate that. But the one that Ted had was just friend. hey, friend. And then it kept using friend over and over and over again. So it'd be like, and on Tuesday, friend, why don't you vote for me? Because, friend, I feel like we really need this. And I was like, I would want to punch somebody reading this. Well, I want to punch somebody now reading it one time. So I don't know, Ted, like, spring for the upgraded constant contact where it puts in people's names and you don't just have to call them all friend.
Yeah. I mean, at least the Rubio email, even in the subject line, it says, like, hey, Kelly, guess what's going on today? And you're like,
yes.
What's going on today, Marco? What's going on?
Right. Exactly.
You know, like, tell me what's going on in preparation for the Nevada caucuses on Saturday. Please tell me what's going on for you to get ready for that. Because I want to know.
Exactly. I want to know, Marco. Like, we're on a first name basis. Like, we're not
exactly
friend. So, yeah.
I feel like I can consider myself an acquaintance with him because he favored in my tweet once.
Exactly. I was going to say, like, you guys are definitely friends.
That's stretching it just a little bit. Not the part that he favored in my tweet, because he did, or someone from his campaign.
That happened. Who cares? It was his account. Yeah. It happened.
Exactly.
I agree. But I think you're right. I think Marco would totally support our making our pets our dependents. And here's what else Marco might support. So I went to the mailbox the other day, literally, because we have post office boxes here. We don't get mail delivery. But anyway, so grabbed all my mail. I'd been gone for like 3 weeks. And I'm shuffling through it, and I find, you know, a bunch of tax stuff, including the fun little form that I get from the state of North Carolina that I get every year because I get a refund every year. Not a big one. I mean, a little bit bigger than your $14, but not much, like $140. And they send you this form because guess what? You got to pay taxes on that. Did you know that?
No. No. And,
yeah.
And that makes I'm trying to grasp having to pay taxes refund. Like, the whole reason
right.
You get a refund is because you paid taxes on your income to the state throughout the year, yet you have to pay taxes on what they give back to you. I don't have.
Right.
I've got nothing.
No.
I'm so confused.
Exactly. Like, it makes zero sense because, like, I paid you too many taxes is what happened, and so you gave me back the too many because I paid too much, but now you want me to pay again on the too much. Like, it doesn't really make sense in any universe of which I am a part.
Yeah. I don't think they do that in Kentucky. I don't think I have to pay any taxes on my tax refund. I'm pretty sure that my accountant, I feel like that makes me like more of an adult because I can say I have an accountant. But anyway,
I like it.
He was like, you get $14 back. And it wasn't like you get $14 after they take the 37 cents off in tax. No, I get $14.
Did he, when he told you about your 14, did he do it like with a straight face? Because that's impressive. Like, if he did, if he was able to say, you get back $14 and like be totally serious about it, I find that impressive.
Yeah.
Because I would chuckle.
I mean, he was 100% serious, which is, and I told him this myself. I said, you know what? that $14 is a tiny refund amount, but it's a lot better than the couple years ago I had to pay the state $5.
That's just dumb.
They sent me a coupon, or like a voucher kind of thing. You owe us $5. I put the voucher in an envelope with a $5 bill. There you go, state of Kentucky. Here we are.
It's like, you can't just do an IOU and I'll pay it, like, in my first paycheck next year. Like, you had to send me paper, and I have to send you paper back, and there's stamps involved, and, like, time and effort on everybody's part for a five. For a five. This is stupid.
Yeah, for a five. And I feel like as many, like, state taxes as I pay, like, they should use those tax dollars to maybe hire, like, sensible county governments that, you know, clean off the roads when it snows. I'm just saying.
Right? Why don't we talk about that? Because...
Yeah. Oh,
right? Because, you know, first off... both of us experienced a great deal of snow in the last several days, and I have a feeling that our situations were entirely different. So I'll start with my experience, and then you can share your experience. So we've gotten about a foot of snow in the last 2 days, and all the roads are clear. Not all, but like some of the little side roads have a little bit of slush on them. But all the roads are clear. And not only that, Kelly, but most of the sidewalks are clear. Because around here, we have little sidewalk cats that jam around and clear off the sidewalk in addition to clearing off the roads. So just let that sink in for a minute, because it's amazing. School was not canceled. Everybody made it to work on time. All of these things happen with a foot of snow here in Colorado. So why don't you now tell us your experience with your snow in Kentucky?
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my word. Yeah, Sunday, you know, great, it's Valentine's Day, let's be happy. I went to work. I sat in a chair that my back was facing the door, and so I turned around getting ready to go outside on my lunch break. There's about 3.5 inches of snow on the ground. I was like, holy crap. Wasn't expecting that. Oh, my word. You know, and I say I wasn't expecting it because, you know, like, I heard we were supposed to get snow. It was supposed to start later on Sunday night and then, you know, get a little bit through Monday morning and blah, blah, blah. No. Just came all at once on Sunday afternoon. Here's the thing. A couple weeks ago, or maybe a month ago now, we had a foot of snow in this town.
You did.
And everything in this town shut down. I mean, like, I think Walmart was open, and I'm pretty sure Kroger was open, but McDonald's didn't open. Probably 75% of the businesses in town didn't open. I was at work, but, you know, I don't know.
That's nobody else was.
Only because, yeah, exactly. Which leads to the frustration of this morning. Well, not this morning. I guess it was yesterday morning. So, Sunday, snow a good 6 inches. So, yeah, I mean, like, that's a significant amount, whatever. But, you know, it's not terrible. Like, road conditions, they weren't great, but they weren't the worst. Monday morning, was able to, it did take me about 15 minutes to get out of my driveway because where they had shoveled the road to the street in front of my house, kind of bunched up right there in the front of the driveway. And so, you know, I had to dig out some, and, you know, my neighbor ended up helping me get the car out. But I still got to work on time. I had to work 5 minutes early, which is impressive in itself for me. But I got there to work, and there were five people in the room when there's usually between 10 and 15 by the time I get there at 8 o'clock. Five people. Three of them were from night shift, so they were getting ready to leave, which would leave me and one other woman to cover basically the entire day shift. Here's the thing. Roads were clear. Roads were clear. There was not a problem. No problem getting to work. Not one. And so then 10 o'clock yesterday morning starts raining, which means it's warm enough for it to rain, A. But B, the rain's going to hit the snow on the road, and it's going to melt it. Yeah, and that's exactly
what
happened.
That's how it works.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. People continued. There were people that called in yesterday afternoon. Oh, I can't get out of the house. I can't get out of the house because of the snow. But are you freaking kidding me? I can get in my car right now and come pick you up because the roads are clear. Here was the icing on the cake for, this snowpalooza or whatever you want to call it. There was somebody who called in. There's a neighborhood less than half a mile from the building where I work. You don't cross any major street. It's like seriously no major streets. I don't even think you cross the street. I just think there's a street that goes to it. Called in, said, I'm stuck. I can't get my car out of my parking spot, so I can't come to work. You live half a mile from the building. You live half a mile from the building, and it's raining. You can walk. Yes, he could have walked. But that's what makes my head explode about the place I work. Because if you don't go to work, if a big number of people don't go to work, then the people that do go to work are screwed. Because you just deal with idiots all day long. And you don't get a break.
It's like,
and it's just like...
Yeah, you have to deal with idiots anyway, but your level of idiots is like exponentially increased. Right? Like, that's not acceptable.
It's not. It's not. And I feel like I want to punch people for not coming to work. So, like, you live a half a mile. Half a mile from the building where we were.
In the rain. Half a mile in the rain.
Half a mile in the rain.
Like, come on.
Half a mile in the rain. Put on a hoodie. Freaking walk to work. You know, I had to shovel half my driveway to get out of the driveway. And then had to wait for my neighbor to come get my car actually out of my driveway. But you know what? I did it, and I went to work.
Right.
Because I feel like I don't have a choice. You know what I mean? Like, I depend on my job, obviously, for my paycheck, for my health insurance. That is very important. Very important. Because without health insurance, I'm up a creek because insulin without insurance is $150 a bottle. And I sure can't afford that.
Right.
But also, like, if you don't have health insurance, there's like a $625 fine per adult in your family that doesn't have health insurance. And then for every kid, it's like half that. So if you have a whole family, like two parents and, 2.5 children that don't have health insurance, you're paying $2,000. It's ridiculous. I mean,
yeah, that's crazy. I mean, super crazy is what it is, actually.
100%.
Super ridiculous crazy.
Yeah.
And then you probably have to pay a tax
to...
on the tax of the tax.
Exactly. Here's the $150 that you're going to pay in taxes for the fine. That is actually taken out of your tax refund. So
right.
There you
exactly.
go. There you go. I don't know.
Yeah.
I feel
not a
like,
fan.
I don't know. I guess I'm a fan of getting that tax return that's coming to me, but I also, I mean, like, the fact that I can't claim my little one as a dependent kind of screws me. Because, I mean, like,
right there with you.
Here's a perfect example of we can be honest here. I'm just going to go ahead and voice my opinion. Two people that probably shouldn't even have children in the first place walk into, you know, a business where I was visiting, and I won't name the business to keep the owner protected. But they were like, you know, like two people who probably just shouldn't have procreated in the first place. But between them, either from previous relationships or together, had, I think they said, 6 children. So they just
good
said,
grief.
We have our tax refund with us today, and it's $12,000. I'm dying.
Yeah, like
$12,000 for two people who shouldn't have been able to breed.
Yeah, shouldn't be allowed.
One of the smartest things my dad ever said was, stupid people shouldn't breed. That
so
I 100% agree. But, I mean, like, $12,000? They may as well just not work.
How do we know
their
for
refund,
sure that they do?
Here's what the real... I'll be honest, a really shitty thing about all of this, I worked the whole year, and I think my total income that I was able to, like my taxable income or whatever, $17,000. That's all I made, and I work 40 hours a week. And these two people who are dumb as a box of rocks but are smart enough to have sex and make babies, $12,000, just in one lump sum.
Hand it over to them.
I mean, it's friggin' ridiculous.
It is
ridiculous.
Boy.
I mean, like, and Matt's like, oh crap, you know, like you're on your soapbox. Yes. There's a couple of things that I get on soapboxes about. This is one. People taking advantage of the system is another. We won't go into that today.
That's a whole show.
Because I don't.
That is a whole show.
That is a whole show, and I feel like we can just scrap everything else we're going to talk. I'm just kidding. We won't. I mean, like, if you get like, and I was one of them. I did the same thing. I got a. Basically a disability check. I think I've talked about this before. Like, my diabetes was so bad when I was in college, I couldn't work and go to school at the same time. I was trying, and I was in the hospital, like, twice a month for about 2 years. So I got a check when I was in college. When I got a real job, I quit getting a check. But I would get tax refunds off that. I think that's ridiculous. Like, I should not be able to, even though that money's taxed, I shouldn't be able to get a refund off. I didn't really pay those taxes.
Right.
I didn't do anything to earn that money except let my blood sugar get out of control. And really, that's not something, you know, I just let happen. But, you know, whatever, stupid, whatever. But, you know, I didn't do anything to earn that money, so I don't feel like you should get a tax refund off of it. But, you know, then you look at Twitter and you look at Facebook and you see people, oh, what am I going to spend my tax refund on that I got from my disability check? What?
Right. Like, that's my tax refund.
Some of it to me.
That's your tax refund.
Yeah.
That's not money. Right.
Let me have
like,
it.
We paid it to begin with.
Exactly.
Well,
we did something to earn your tax refund. I hope you're
exactly.
You're welcome.
Yeah. What are you buying for me? Because I'm with you. I'm with you. Let's move on to happier topics, shall we?
Oh, please.
Perfect. So, I feel like it's time to do our music review for the week. We have picked a band that is near and dear to Kelly's heart, at least in geographical terms. They're not new. They've been around for quite a while, actually. And they have a new, 2001, and they have a new album coming out April 1st. So if you like them, then you can pick up the new album, which is aptly titled Kentucky. So let's talk a little bit about Blackstone Cherry. What do you think, Kelly?
Now I'm a big fan. When I got to go to Louder Than Life this summer, it wasn't this summer, dear Lord, it was in October. Anyway, when I got to go to Louder Than Life, it was freaking fantastic. But one of the first bands that I actually got to, besides Nothing More, of course, that I actually got to listen to without having to rush around and get somewhere else was Blackstone Cherry. And, I mean, like, they're so good. And they're, like, right now they're freaking on tour in Europe and...
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like, they're all over the place. But, I mean, like, but they sing songs called White Trash Millionaire. Like, people in Europe appreciate that. I don't know how, but they do, and it's fantastic. They are originally from a tiny little town called Edmonton, Kentucky, which is probably about 45 minutes from here. So I feel like they, you know, they're good Kentucky boys, and their next album I've heard rumors, and I've gotten to like see, I found like clips and stuff and sneak peeks and whatever, and I mean like I'm super excited about it because I'm a big fan, and I'm not really a fan of like Florida Georgia Line, but. That song Stay, that Florida Georgia Line made very, very popular, was originally a Blackstone Cherry song, and they sing it much better. So if you like that song by Florida Georgia Line, go find it by Blackstone Cherry, because it's better. Better.
It is better. I really like their music as well. It's a little lighter, I guess you could say, than what you and I normally listen to and review, but it's pretty awesome. I listened today to an Adele cover that they did a couple years ago, which was also pretty fantastic. And what I thought was really funny, though, I was watching the video, and they said, you know, whoever knows the words, you better sing along. And, of course, nobody was singing along because I am pretty sure nobody in that crowd wanted to admit that they knew who Adele was, even. So that was pretty entertaining. But have you heard Hell and High Water? I listened to that today, and it was rocking. Really enjoyed that one.
Yeah, I didn't listen to that one today. I had them going for a while I was straightening some stuff up, and I did listen through. I think I had me and Mary Jane on repeat for a good 10, 15 minutes. Like, that's a good one. And then, of course, they have a song called Blame It on the Boom Boom, which is fantastic.
I saw that one.
It's great. It's so fun. But I mean, like, you know, they're good Kentucky boys, and they're like, you know, they represent can take you wherever they go, and it's great. And, I mean, like, I think they're fantastic. So we should all be on the lookout on April 1 for that, wherever we can buy it.
Exactly. Probably on Apple Music. Ding, ding. You can probably get it on Apple Music. Wouldn't you say, Kelly, that you could get it on Apple Music?
I would hope that we can get it on Apple Music, and if we can't, something needs to be done at lightning speed, because, and I mean, something also needs to be done about, getting that sponsorship going, because we love Apple Music, and
we do.
You know,
I'm pretty sure we promote them every episode. So,
any of our three listeners.
Know anything about Apple Music?
We talk about them more than pretty much anything. We mention them specifically more than just about anything.
We do.
And it is pretty ridiculous. Like, get on it, Apple Music, hit us up.
Yeah, come on over, Apple Music. So, Blackstone Cherry, definitely check them out. New album, Kentucky, coming out April 1st, and they are coming back from Europe, I think, like, around April, and they're going to do a couple months touring in the U.S., and then they're heading to Australia after that. So I did see they're going to be in Vegas, like, 2 weeks after I'm going to be – not even 2 weeks, like, 8 days after I'm going to be in Vegas in April. So – that was a little disappointing that, you know, I'm going to miss them by like 8 days, but maybe next time.
When they work on their album, it's at a studio in Glasgow, which is less than 45 minutes from here. Like, I could go over there and book for them. I almost used the S word and, like, said I could stalk them, but I didn't go that route.
I'm so glad you didn't.
I know, right?
You could go look for them.
I hesitated. I almost said it. I could get in my car and go there right now, and it's, you know, very close, and I could go find them. I was reading through some of their stuff this afternoon, like some of their history, and they said, like, one of the first, I guess, like, concerts they played, because they played, of course, like, local clubs and stuff, but one of the, I guess, like, the biggest quote-unquote venue that they played at was when their high school principal called them and asked them to come back and play, like, do a show for homecoming, and they got to play in the middle school gym in Barron County, and I think the thing said, like, 1,500 people were there. And that was, you know, of course, and people were, like, lining the streets when they came, you know, when they got home, when they got to town, you know, like, big welcome home signs and all this stuff. So, I mean, like,
nice.
You know, I mean, like, that's what we do around. And it was kind of like if you've ever watched American Idol a whole season through, and when you see, like, people get to go back home for their, they go back home before they do the finale thing. And, like, they have a big parade, and people are, like, lining the streets and, like, we love you, blah, 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 blah. I mean, like, it was like that. So, I mean, like, they're huge. They're everywhere. But they're also just right down the road. So it's kind of, like, that's kind of very cool. And I think that's
awesome. It is very cool. You know what else is awesome, and this wasn't really on our agenda to discuss, but this will interest you, Kelly. Heard about a big tour coming out in a couple months. I think tickets are going on sale, or there's official tour announcements on like February 26th, but Disturbed, Breaking Benjamin,
No,
Alter Bridge, Saint Asonia.
I'm
going
dying.
On tour. Yeah.
Stop it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Ah.
Yeah. Yeah. For the three people that couldn't hear because of the sound of Kelly's head exploding, that was Disturbed, Breaking Benjamin, Saint Asonia, and Alter Bridge on tour together this summer, I believe. So pretty excited about that, even though I do firmly believe that Ben Burnley is a douchebag. I still appreciate that he makes good music. But yes, yeah, so even though Ben is a douche, still really excited about this tour and definitely got to get tickets to this one.
Yes. Yes. Oh, my word. Yes. I'm like, I forgot they did, you know, kind of similar. Are you still there?
Uh-huh.
Do you hear that?
I don't.
Do you hear that strange noise? Okay. Well, it sounded, again, like there was a gremlin in our phone system here. Anyway, so, you know, like back in December, Shinedown did an acoustic show in Louisville. And then, you know, like my friend who is the, you know, the DJ in Louisville that I've, of course, name dropped because I think it makes me feel important. But Shannon messaged me one day and he was like, hey, Breaking Benjamin's coming. I know you like them. They'll be here, you know, in February. I completely forgot about it until I saw it on, like, their Instagram account, you know, like, thank you, Louisville, you were the best. And I was like, oh, like, I was going to try to get tickets to that, and I just didn't. And I was very disappointed because I could have gone to see them, and I blew it.
So there they were.
Disappointing.
Right in your backyard.
An hour and a half away.
And
I could have gone
it.
To find them. Yeah, total. Totally missed it. I was super disappointed. But, me listening to them on my radio and just listening to them here at home is just as effective, because if I was anywhere near them, I think it could be dangerous.
Would there be an assault charge?
There could be. If they didn't like what I was doing, then they might, yeah. I mean, there might be charges involved. But I'm just kidding. But yeah, I forgot all about it, and I was super disappointed. But anyway, I mean, like, what did he do that in? An Instagram post or something? Like, if you're gonna have beef with somebody, like, have somebody in a place that's not social media. However, they're my 1A to Shinedown's 1 in my list of favorite bands. So,
and I accept that. I'm good with that.
And I mean, like, so he can be a total, you know, tool or whatever, but all he has to do is start, like, hey, let me start singing one of our songs and Kelly will love me again. And that's pretty much true.
He is a talented tool, for sure.
Yeah.
I agree.
I agree. Man, they're my favorite.
So,
gosh dang it.
Let's keep going on mind-blowing situations, because, like, why not, you know? If you watch, not you, Kelly, because I know you do, if one of our three listeners watches The Walking Dead, and you have not watched the episode from Sunday, and you don't want to hear spoilers, go away now. Here's your warning.
Turn
in
off
five,
the radio.
4, 3, 2, holy crap,
that one episode was probably like the best episode ever. Ever.
I almost died and I almost cried about three times. Because when, I'm sorry, I don't know how many lives Glenn has. I'm glad he has so many.
Right.
Because he is, I'm a huge Glenn fan. Like, I love him. I love Glenn. I don't want anything to ever happen to him. I want him to always be happy and healthy and safe with Maggie and their soon-to-be, little offspring. But, I mean, like, when he was pinned up against the wall and all those walkers were there, I was like, oh, my gosh, no. And I got out of my chair and I stood up by the television and I'm like, you can't take him. Like, you just tried to do this to us last time. You can't do it again. And so I lost it at that point. And then, of course, when Carl got shot in the eye, I was like, this can't be happening. I'm pretty sure I had a brief meltdown on Twitter because I was like, this can't be happening. It can't. Just no, it can't. Carl can't die. He can't.
Did you think he was dead?
For a minute, I did. And I was scared. I was like, no, he can't be. He can't be dead. It won't happen. It can't happen. And thankfully, he just got shot in the eye. So, I mean, and we all know that, getting shot in the eye. And, of course, you see it happen when he turns around, like he's got all the, blood running down his face or whatever. And so you're like, oh, crap, like that. He's gone because you think if he gets shot in the eye, it goes through his head and he's gone. But, you had to, of course, watch The Talking Dead afterwards to get
right.
A full explanation on what was, quote unquote, supposed to have happened. And, and they said, it hit his, hit the side, his eye, his cheekbone or something. And
yeah.
Knocked bone fragments into his eye or whatever. And then it ricocheted off the side of his, off to not in his brain. So thank you, Greg Nicotero, for the very detailed, explanation for how Carl didn't die. And thank you for not killing him. I appreciate that greatly.
But thank you for killing Ron and Sam. Now, I know, we're probably not supposed to cheer the killing of children, but really, I mean, little Sam.
It was a disaster.
Total disaster. Like, he was dragging everybody down. He was kind of going crazy. And then his older brother, he was a mess as well. He was his father's son for
absolutely
sure.
100%.
So I was a little sad to see their mom go. Not super sad, but a little sad. Didn't really mind the kids though at all.
The thing that got me though, because of course when Rick sees her getting bit and basically dying, he started to get that really intense crying face like he did when Lori died. And it's this woman, for all intents and purposes, we didn't even think you slept with her. She just kissed you once and
right.
That makes her nothing to you. Like, she's not even your booty call. She's like your buddy that you kissed once.
Exactly.
So it's not that serious, but I mean, I was worried about that. Why are you so affected by this? It's only slightly weird. Don't be so affected. But I mean, that first scene, there was a collective, across Twitter and my best friend who I was. My Kentucky best friend, of course, who I was texting with and watching. Of course, we were watching at the same time. And, a collective, holy shit. Daryl just blew up Negan's people.
Yes.
It was fantastic.
Oh. It was amazing. Oh, I was so excited. Yeah.
I'm super pumped about that.
You know what else I was super pumped about? Father Gabriel stepping up a notch, like growing a set and going out there.
Yeah.
And first off, giving the inspirational little chit chat to the church people, and then going out and killing him some walkers. Like, I was so very proud of him at that moment, I must say. And Eugene went out there.
What
and
about
fought,
it?
Like,
yes,
right.
When they did that whole like thing with the everybody, the I guess like the I don't know the shoot where they did all the knife swinging around, whatever.
Yeah.
And it just kept showing like person after person after person, you know, like with these things. I was like, look at you go, Eugene. Like, you're
yes.
the man. You're the man. Good
Finally.
Job.
Yes.
Yes. Amen. We're proud. Super proud.
I agree.
And this is not really unfortunate, but for some reason, Sunday and, like, last night, there were a couple of things I watched on television that almost had me in tears. And then, of course, today I've been a complete train wreck. But, like, when the doctor lady was working on Carl, like, sewing him up, and Michonne was going to, you know, she was going outside to, I guess, to help Rick because he was losing his mind out there. And, right, like, before she walked outside, like, she kissed Carl on the head. And I lost
right.
I was like, that's the best thing ever. Because, A, I think Michonne is
amazing.
Fantastic. Love her. Love her character. Love everything about it. But, like, you know, in the middle of this zombie apocalypse and whatever, you know, you still have this sense of like, a family. And it's so sweet. And she, like, she kissed him on his head. And I was like, oh, did you see that? And nobody else seemed to appreciate it. So I was just like, okay, sit over here and cry a little bit because that was the greatest.
I thought it was nice. And like you said, it was like a heartfelt moment in the midst of all the craziness. What do you think about Rick, though? Like, you know, his little speech to Carl there at the end, and he's now seeing the value of the people of Alexandria, which I think is great. But I'm a little worried that he's now going to want to, like, bring all kinds of people in, and that's not going to be good.
Yeah, no. I mean, like, you don't want to, if people are legit, you don't want, you know, you don't want to, like, exclude them from getting, you know, coming to safety. But, you know, if you're going to go out and just, like, fish people in, like, no. But it is good to see, because he was, like, you know, in the episode, I guess the episode before the finale, like the mid-season finale,
mm-hmm.
I mean, he, who was it, Spencer, what's her name, Diane, what's the lady's name?
Oh, Deanna.
Deanna, sorry, I'm bad. But, like, her son Spencer, you know, like, threw that rope across and was going to go, you know, try to get a car so
yep.
he could get the walker's attention or whatever. And he, you know, like, basically fell into the walkers and, you know, people had to save him. But, like, Rick was all like, if you are doing things, you have to answer to me. And I'm like, dude, like, calm down. You know, like, dictator Rick, I don't like.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like that. You know, like, you're a group and you're, you know, you're basically a family. And, you know, no, don't do that. Don't be all crazy.
You are not the boss of everybody, Rick.
Even though you're the sheriff, you're not the boss of everybody. But apparently now he is because Deanna's dead.
Exactly.
Because she got bit. Man, how are you going to get bit? How are you going to get bit? Stop it.
Right.
Getting bit.
How pissed is Negan going to be when he finds out his crew got blown up?
Oh, if he's anywhere near as bad as, you know, as I'm suspecting he's going to be, like, it's going to be bad. And, you know, like, I've of course, read spoilers and whatever, and it talks about, you know, one of the major people, you know, before the end of the season, one of the major people in the show. So, I mean, like, you know, one of the main core group is going to die because of Negan. And, you know, like, in the comic books, Negan kills Flynn with a baseball bat. And so I'm really like, no, you can't
that's
take
right.
him. You can't take Flynn. You can't.
No,
I'm not okay with
especially
it.
After all these
it.
Close calls he's had. Like, it was just, but, I mean, let's assess. Like, let's take a couple minutes. Let's say, okay, somebody's got to go out of the core group. Like, who are we going to pick? Who do we pick? Like, is Eugene part of the core group? Does he count? Because, I mean, I could deal without him.
I guess when we, you know, of course, you think, like, original core group, really
right,
all
like,
are, it's just Rick and Carol and of course, Carl and Daryl. Aren't they the only ones left because they picked up Michonne later?
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, Abraham and Sasha and, or Sasha
yeah.
came along later, but, like, Abraham and Rosita or whatever her name is, and Eugene came later, but I mean, like, yeah, I would think they would all be considered part of the core group, and I could do without. I love Eugene and I love his mullet, but we could do without him. But I mean, like, I think this is an unpopular opinion, but I wouldn't mind losing Abraham. Like, Abraham's walking around in that suit now, and it's like, what are you doing? And, like, hitting on Sasha and, like, expecting her to all of a sudden want to jump his bones? Like, what are you doing? What are you doing?
Yeah. I mean,
you're
I
like
him.
Stop it.
But yeah, I don't, I'm not really sure what's going on with him. I need another episode to see, like, where he's going to land. So, I can put him high on the list. But I have to put Eugene first, right now anyway. And I'm sorry, Eugene. Like Kelly said, your mullet is cool. And you finally, like, got some guts and went out there and killed people. But, I mean, if we're having to pick a person, like, I'm having to pick Eugene, unfortunately. So,
yeah. And
just
like,
saying.
So many people don't like Carl. And they're like, I wouldn't have a problem with Carl dying. I'm like, what are you talking about? Like, what are you talking about? Yeah, no.
I mean, Carl,
no.
He had a moment, he had a moment a couple seasons ago where he was getting a little douchey. But I feel like that moment passed. And the other thing is, if you get rid of Carl, like, you're pretty much getting rid of Rick because he's going to be a basket case. So,
yeah,
you can't
yeah.
really get rid of Carl.
Yeah, because then I feel like if something happened to Carl, Rick is just going to want to hold Judith all the time. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, you can't kill walkers when you're holding a toddler. And that's sad. But, if something happens to Daryl, like, we riot. But
we totally riot.
No. Yeah. Daryl better not
I
go
I feel like
there.
We have to riot for Michonne as well, I feel like.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Because I love her. Love her. And, I mean, like, Carol is badass.
I love Carol.
Carol either.
No. I mean, when she was, like, dressing up like Susie Homemaker and baking cookies and, like, telling the kid how he was going to die, like, you can't get rid of Carol. She's fantastic.
Yes, she was the best ever. But I mean, like, and then of course, you know, like I just, but honestly, I'd forgotten, you know, with all the crazy Walker stuff, you know, like it showed, of course, toward the end of the last episode before the, you know, I guess before this one, so the one back in October, December, or whenever it came on or whatever. It showed, of course, like the Rosita and what's his name and Tara, Eugene and Tara all in, you know, in that garage or whatever. And, of course, we saw the people in the house, and, you know, as they were walking out. I completely forgot about those, like the people from Alexandria who were and of course, I don't know their names, but the black guy. And he was fantastic. Who I think, if my memory is right, he was also in Straight Outta Compton. So he's kind of fantastic. But like him and who was it? I think Deanna's son was with him. So Spencer was with her. And like whoever, you know, like there was a couple of other, you know, like Alexandria people. And I was just like, you know, I forgot all about them, but I'm a big fan of them.
Yeah, I like the ones that you're talking about as well.
Like, yeah, I want them to be part of it.
Yeah, and, you know, to mention a couple of the people that you just mentioned, Tara, I honestly, I could deal without her.
Yeah, she's like a poison. She's a poison. Any girl that she makes out with, plan on dying. Because
right.
You pretty much got no hope. Did that doctor woman get bit? I mean, like, she's rushing around. She saved Carl. But, like, something happened to her when they were out, when her and the wolf were out. And can we just say that the wolf died? The wolf and his green teeth are gone.
Yes. He cleans up well. I will say that.
I'm saying.
He definitely cleans up well.
And that accent is dreamy.
Loving the accent. Yes.
Absolutely.
Loving the accent. But, yeah, glad to see him gone. He was a freaky weirdo. And, Tara
and
is
I guess like
danger, danger.
The final opinion, though. Morgan tried to kill Carol. I say get him out. Just kick him out. Get him on out. Bye.
Yeah.
Put him on the
outside. I mean,
wall. Can't have you here.
Yeah. He did, you know, he did kill the wolf zombie, but I worry about Morgan.
But he didn't do anything to help the family.
However, Morgan is not, Rick's not going to let that happen yet. Especially now the new Happy Rick, Happy Dot Rick, is not going to let Morgan go anytime soon. But speaking of going soon, it is our time to go. We have sped through our hour. We didn't even get to How to Get Away with Murder. So we'll do a double on that next week because it was crazy. But we did get to hear all about The Walking Dead, and we got to blow Kelly's mind with the tour news of, once again, Disturbed, Breaking Benjamin, Saint Asonia, and Alter Bridge. So with that, I'm going to say,
so
Kelly,
fun.
For you to have a fantabulous evening and a wonderful week, and we will talk next week.
Yes, and I can't wait.